The second reading of an ordinance, in this case the budget, also serves as a public hearing. Staff from Petersburg Mental Health Services took the opportunity to speak in support of the $85,000 their agency is slated to receive. Petersburg has given mental health and substance abuse service grants to the nonprofit organization for years. The money supplements the agency's state grant, which covers some patients who can't afford their own care, but not all of them. According to Director Susan Omer, the agency is limited in how it can use state money, so the local funding is critical.
Your grant allows us to provide intensive services and intensive support to keep people out of jail in the emergency room, and sometimes that means 20 hours of support to keep them safe. At a time when we're providing more emergency services than ever, it's not a time to cut our support. If we can't provide these intensive services, more people require involuntary commitment and removal from our community. And since the police have been the primary transporters of these people, borough costs will go up.
Another agency staffer, Kim Kilkenny, described the variety of grant-funded services PMHS provides at a community level for children, adults, and seniors, including several programs aimed at the prevention of substance abuse and suicide.
Without the support from the borough, we will not have the resources to pursue grant funding for our programs mentioned above. We are at risk of becoming like most small rural behavioral centers who can only serve emergency cases due to lack of funding and resources.
Kilkenny and Omer's testimony was prompted in part by comments from Borough Assemblymember John Haverlick. Earlier in the day, during a KFSK call-in show, Haverlick raised concerns about the increased property tax or mill rate in the proposed budget. He called for cuts and emphasized that he didn't think the borough could continue to pay for community services like mental health that are not actually part of the municipal government. Petersburg also provides community service grants to other non-government organizations, including KFSK Public Radio, the Clausen Museum, the Chamber of Commerce, the Senior Citizens Nutrition Program, and the Compass Theater, all of which are non-profit organizations. Haverlick repeated his concerns at Monday's meeting.
I just can't in good conscience vote for an increase in the mill rate. And the budget, and I wish I would have been here for some of the meetings. I just don't feel we should be paying for services that the city that city employees aren't providing, and that some of the increases over the years have been almost doubled in some of the departments. And I just don't think we can afford these things anymore. And I would like to, at worst case scenario, keep the mill rate the same to the 10.99, but I'd rather even see it go lower than that, just because I think times are getting tough and we need to start making some reductions in services.
The borough administration had initially proposed an 11 mil tax rate for next year. That translated to just a dollar more a year for every $100,000 in a property's assessed value. However, staffers said earlier this spring that amount would likely increase somewhat once the borough had settled the 40 appeals over this year's tax assessments. Now that those assessments have been reduced, the borough administration is asking for an 11.14 mil tax rate. That means a property owner will pay $15 more a year for every $100,000 of their assessed value. For instance, a house worth $300,000 would cost $45 more per year in tax. The base tax rate, which pays for schools and the borough's general fund, is actually lower than last year because property values have gone up by about 2.4%. But that base rate does not include bond debt. Finance Director Jody Tao pointed out this will be the first year of repayment for the new library bond.
The reason why the mill rate went from 10.99 to 11.14 was because of the library, which the voters voted for.
The borough's tax-supported general fund is balanced under the draft budget. Proposed spending is up a little over 3% to roughly $9.4 million. The general fund covers borough departments that can't generate enough money to pay for themselves. That includes things like borough administration, emergency services, the library, the schools, parks and recreation, public works, and grants to community services. The city's utilities and other enterprise funds are supported through user fees, and they all show costs exceeding revenue, primarily because of depreciation. Depreciation takes into account the gradual loss in value of assets like buildings and vehicles that deteriorate over time. Haverlick moved that the entire borough budget be decreased by 3%, but there was no second. The Assembly voted 6-1 to pass the budget and millage rate in the second of three readings, as proposed by the administration. Haverlick opposed it. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.